It's Thursday, August 4th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. More automation investments than you might have guessed. The SBA shows SMB growth and shrinkage in federal contracting. And let's learn about protestware. This is the Business of Tech. Rackspace asked about customer experience and found that 6 out of 10 managers at 63% report they are using technology to drive automation efficiencies, and over half at 51% are using IT to drive IoT and cloud-native initiatives. In terms of more direct impacts, technology initiatives focused on real-time data analysis, 44%, and customer engagement, 30%, have a more direct impact on building and refining customer interactions. Why do we care? I've got an interview about robotic process automation coming up later this month, and this entire pile seems like an example of the work layer I keep focusing on. This doesn't feel earth-shattering, although I'm somewhat surprised it's as high as 63%. Even accounting for those responding where it might be debatable, this is more robust than I would have guessed. So, numbers out of the Small Business Administration. Federal agencies exceeded the White House's annual small business contracting goal by awarding a record-breaking $154 billion. But the number of companies in that group continues to decline. Quoting NextGov, agencies set a new record in awarding 27.2% of total federal contracting awards to small businesses, earning an A for the government-wide score, and beating the White House goal of 23% for the fiscal year 2021. However, the number of small businesses, women-owned small businesses, and small disadvantaged businesses serving as federal prime contractors continue to fall as part of a trend. Officials said they were trying to counteract the decline through various measures, including protecting against contract bundling. Why do we care? The article cites a 40% decrease in the industrial base, so fewer companies are going after this work. There's one thing you can say about federal work. The government always pays its bills. I don't have firsthand experience with this market. I'm the rare DC Metro resident who has never done a bit of government work. But I will note that spend is being captured by an increasingly smaller group of companies, despite the intention to increase that number. If you're considering the market, that's critical data. I wanted to note this new trend, protestware. What's that? Developers deliberately sabotaging their own software libraries to protest, turning the software into protestware, pulling from TechCrunch. In July, the developer of the widely used Atomic Rights Python library, Marcus Underwatzler, temporarily deleted his code from the popular code registry PyPy after the site said it would mandate two-factor authentication for maintainers of critical projects, projects that fell into the top 1% of all downloads on the registry. A week into 2022, thousands of applications that rely on the heavily used NPM projects Color and Faker broke and began printing gibberish text on users' screens. It wasn't a malicious actor hijacking and altering these legitimate libraries. It turned out the project's developer, Mark Squires, had intentionally corrupted his own work to send a message of protest to big corporations. Squires' protest was prompted by the Log4Shell security flaw that burdened Log4j project maintainers, primarily open source volunteers, with critical vulnerability patching over the December holidays. Squires had earlier expressed frustration at Fortune 500 companies using his free, open-source code without offering financial support or sponsoring their upkeep. The Log4Shell vulnerability only reinforced that sentiment that the businesses ubiquitously reliant on Log4j in their applications have not done enough to support the unpaid volunteers. They sustain these projects in their free time. In March 2020, weeks after Russian troops crossed into Ukrainian territory, the popular NPM project Node-IPC, downloaded over a million times each week, began wiping the machines of suspected Russian and Belarusian developers. The project's developer, Brandon Miller, allegedly sabotaged the code to corrupt the computers it was installed on. The sabotaged versions of Node IPC, now effectively malware, were taken down from the NPM registry. But here's the key passage. Quote, "The conversation around protestware is really a conversation about software supply chain security. You can't trust what you can't verify." Dan Lorenk, the co-founder and chief executive at ChainGuard, a startup specializing in software supply chain security, told TechCrunch. Why do we care? Besides wanting to understand precisely what protestware is, which I think has a lot of value, there's the relation to a trend we already discussed, supply chain security, a phrase that wasn't considered just a few short years ago and is becoming key to how product is delivered. As such, services companies both have a new challenge to face, but on protestware specifically, they should be able to leverage any work in overall supply chain security. That's the good news. It's a big problem, but this doesn't add anything more to it, especially if you already don't trust anything. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focus on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources. There's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, so enjoy one of those. If you missed our live stream last night, you can catch it at youtube.com/MSP Radio. There's a recording available for you to watch. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.